You are now listening to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks, a prophetic blessings episode. Find a comfortable spot where you can revel and bask in the tangible, living presence of Jesus Christ in you. You can find more of these Firehouse Chronicles episodes, info on our ministry events, and all of our other resources at thefirehouseprojects.com. But for now, open your beautiful new creation heart and let the truth of His good news wash over you as we join together in fresh, blissful now words from Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. All right. Hey, top of the morning, y'all. Thanks for joining us for another session of prophetic blessings. Katie and I are happy to join you all on Facebook Live, on YouTube, and on our podcast. We go live around 12:30, 12:45, somewhere in there, every Wednesday afternoon. We're on the Eastern time zone. So if you want to ever join us, if you have a friend that needs a word, or you want to receive prayer, or just to bask with us in the presence of Jesus, which is more than enough, the ultimate word. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And so we just love to get together and just revel and see what God might speak together.
Yes.
So, yeah. And if you get words during these times too, feel free to type them into the comments there. Again, we are live on my personal Facebook page. Just happy to interact together across the interwebs, across time and space here.
Yeah.
We are filled with the same spirit. We are filled with the spirit of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. So let's just lean back this afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you may be, and have another drink of Jesus.
Yeah. Just revel in His goodness that's flowing over you, around you.
Cool. La, 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 la.
In you. Sha la 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 la.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are seated in heaven. Ooh, it's in your belly.
Come on.
It's glory on your face.
Come on.
The delight of His hand is upon you.
Doesn't matter how you felt coming into today, whether you felt like the most experienced believer or you felt like the most discouraged unbeliever. Ooh. Inside of you is a real believer, Jesus.
Yeah.
And you are in Him.
Yeah.
So we're coming on that basis today to hear from our Papa, to hear from Mama, Holy Spirit, to hear from Jesus, and to look into His face.
So. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
One thing I want to remind you all is that He is the initiator of your faith. He is the one leading you, guiding you, teaching you, that you don't need to struggle with hearing from God. You don't need to be unsettled with wondering what to do and how to seek Him, that He has sought you out. He has found you. He is in you, and He is... He's the intimacy with God inside of you, and He's revealing that daily and every moment. And we just receive His love for our lives and just receive His love for your life. He's in love with you, and He's not disappointed with you. And He's growing you and guiding you.
Thank you, Father. What's up, friends? Getting a lot of shout outs here. Appreciate you all. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Top of the morning, top of the afternoon. Holy Ghost. I just feel that glory realm today. You know, I just want to remind you, you are walking in that glory realm where all things are possible. And it has nothing to do with your ability. Thank you, Lord.
Yay.
We've seen a lot of crazy miracles over the years, just super fun stuff. I just see like just financial release in like... I don't know, like gems. I'm just seeing like the crazy gemstone miracles and stuff. Just release that over your life. And whatever that means, you know, just that swirl of the glory, just kind of releasing that childlike expectancy for gifts. for financial release and for, just wild wonders. Hey, nothing is impossible. Let's lift our expectation today to something new and fresh, to things we've never seen before in the glory realm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Just lean back. I have a few words God's been speaking over the last few days or whatever. I love that. Lisa says she's been experiencing the heaviest drunken glory during this time. Thank you, Lord. Mm. That's good news. The words I've been getting lately, one word I just keep getting is just this stillness. Here's what I wrote down. God is moving us into an even greater sense of stillness, peace, calm, and rest within, especially regarding hearing his voice, saying you do hear him. And as you just calm down, you're going to speak what he's saying with confidence. And these are the things that are just resonating from within. I've just been getting this sense lately, it's kind of related to one of the next words I had. It's like the days of charismatic hype are over. It's all about just hearing him in the everyday life. Mm. And a lot of us, I think, have still felt like kind of like the prophets have to kind of work up a word, have to really get into the zone. And instead of just realizing like our union, you know, new covenant prophecy, which is something we really, you know, why we wanted to do these videos, just to encourage that, just to kind of stir that up within us, is the new covenant prophecy is something that it's by virtue of our union with him. And it has nothing to do with, you know, trying to work something up or, you know, a lot of times we feel like we just need to make a bunch of noise, or we just need to, you know, I don't know, just say a whole bunch. And what he's speaking in just the peace, the calm, the stillness of everyday life. Mm. Each one of you are getting words. Each one of you are more prophetic than you know. And I just feel like he is saying, like, those words that you get that just seem small, maybe they don't seem to have a bunch of hype around them, but he's with you in the everyday. And so some of these words are going to seem a lot more normal to you, and yet they're going to be incredibly powerful and profound with the life of heaven on them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
His words bear fruit.
Yeah. He says, you know, what you just feel that glory whack on in the everyday, that's him. Mm. And you know what the winds of whack feel like. You know what those winds feel like when they blow through your spirit. Just feel them right now. Just the normal winds. Like,
wow.
All of a sudden you're like overwhelmed on the idea of something. And that's often just how God speaks. And, you know, a lot of people are still looking to dreams, visions, fire in the sky. And there's nothing wrong with that. But he wants you to know Christ in you is the way he speaks most often. Just when the energy of Jesus, just you and your spirit feeling him bubbling up. And there's not a single one of us that don't have that.
Yeah.
Every single one of us have that amazing ability by virtue of what he's done to feel the winds of whack.
Yeah.
Hey, and it may be, you know, dramatic. It may be profound. But there's just absolutely no need to hype it up, no need to work it up. He is in you. Whether you felt prophetic or you felt completely unbelieving, inside of you is a real believer.
Thank you, Lord. Loosing the marvel, the wonder, the childlikeness that you're just walking through your day with your Jesus, with your friend, with your lover, and just marveling at his glory that's covered the earth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Let's just take a moment to marvel. Look around wherever you are. Look to your left and your right. Whoa. Look at the amazing things surrounding you.
Yeah.
The amazing people around you.
Yeah, and I just see the wind of just this love wind just blowing you guys all over. Just being tossed to and fro with the love of Jesus. Just being just incredibly overwhelmed by his love for you and for all. Loose the waves of your love, Jesus, again and again.
Holy glory. So thank you, Lord. You know, a lot of this is connected with I just believe Jesus is releasing that revelation that he is fully God and fully human, that he is the fullness of God and the fullness of humanity. I posted this on my Facebook today, but he said, I just felt like he was saying again, I am the drink and I'm also the one doing the drinking. And so a lot of times we feel like it's up to us to drink. It's up to us to flow in the Spirit. It's up to us to live the righteous life. And just reminding us that he is the finished work, that he is the completed one. He is the artist and the masterpiece. And that when we rest in that, then our confidence can grow. You know, I just felt this confidence growing in knowing that it has absolutely nothing to do with our response. Even he is the response. Jesus is the perfect prophetic one, the perfect righteous one. And this isn't just, you know, basic salvation, although it is, but it is the full meal of salvation. It is the full thing. Yeah. So just hear him speaking the revelation of Jesus again, that I am both the drink and the one doing the drinking. Whoa. And whatever that may be, you know, I am the object. I am the subject. I am, you know, the response and the responder. Yeah. He's both fully God and fully human on our behalf.
He's the supply and the demand.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I just felt like he's saying our dry days are exactly related to how much we think it depends on us. The amount of your sobriety that you think you're manifesting is always related to areas where you think it depends on you. But he is both fully God and fully us, doing both parts perfectly, so we can rest in that and just ride the waves. Just enjoy.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Just look at how good he is.
Yeah. See a bunch of you in the comments. You're all so beautiful. We'll read some of the comments here in a little bit and respond to some specific stuff. I felt like also a word he's speaking right now is just, I just keep hearing hands and feet of Jesus. And I feel like this is a really powerful time for us to realize that we are a manifestation, the body of Christ, that we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Just be looking for opportunities where Jesus is going to just pop through you, just pop out and show up in your hands, in your feet, in your words, in your life, as you take the pressure off to try to be that. Simply just realize that you are that. You are the body of Christ. You are the hands and the feet of Jesus manifesting in the earth. And we're going to see some awesome love demonstrations in this time. We're going to see amazing, like, just servant hearted humility demonstrations in the earth, just like Jesus, as we realize that we are his hands and his feet, his body, his manifestation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And I just declare he's just loosing wisdom and revelation on who you are in Christ, that you are anointed as Glory. He is anointed, and he's teaching you your gifts and your callings, that those things are just being manifested effortlessly by that union that you have with Christ.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You, Lord. Well, we want to take a little time and just prophesy over some individuals as well today. We know a lot of you jump on. These are our, I get more viewers on this than anything else because people are waiting for their word, of course. Which is, you know, it's fine. It's so great though, because you have the word in you. The word is already in your mouth. But we love to be an encouragement as well. And these are fun times. I mean, the prophetic gift is good. And so if you want a word, you just want us to pray over you, just release whatever, we will do that. Holy glory. So just say in the comments, like, pray over me or give me a word or whatever, and we'll pray for you. So I see John Kruger, bro, you are faithful in these, man. We prayed over you a few times, and it has never anything wrong with that. That's so awesome, dude. I feel like actually it's like communion. And I love going back for seconds and thirds, and there's always more than enough. So let's pray over John. Love you, buddy. Glory, glory, glory. Wow. I just see fire. I just see picture of fires. I'm just beginning to look over your life, man. That burning. I just feel like you are a fiery one, bro. You are passionate. You are zealous. You are consumed. And actually, I think this is a word for a lot of people on here. It's just like, you're not going to lose that fire. You're never like that fire will always be a part of you. It kind of morphs into different things over different seasons of your life, but, it's always going to be there. Just this burning passion. And we just blow on it.
Yeah. Jesus.
Like the, Ken Embers. Copeland in the COVID-19 video. Blow. No, but honestly, dude, yeah, we just stoked that fire, bro. Just let it burn. Let it burn, man. And I continue to see you, bro, as like an entrepreneur with just a strong gift in finance and just wisdom in finance, John. And I just continue to see you laying down, laughing, just laughing it up as things manifest around you, bro. So we just release that. We release a blessing, a glory blessing over you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lisa, our friend Lisa is on here. Love you, Lisa. Thanks for tuning in. We'll pray over you. Lisa Couture. I just see like a little lambkin. I just see your heart is like precious, like a lamb. And he says you're pure, you're innocent. Your innocence has been restored. You are not lacking in any just cleanness. And your heart is clean. Your heart is pure. You can trust that you're so trustworthy, and just, you're going forth leaping like a little lambkin, like into just open fields, and you're going to be protected in that innocence. He's going to keep your heart protected. And, I just see him holding you, and just leading you into wide open spaces, green pastures,
daddy,
leaping like a lambkin, Lisa.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I just hear the Lord, giving you new songs. I hear melodies coming out. You just singing to the Lord. And wow. It's just bringing so much joy into the atmosphere. Joy over you and joy around those around you. And
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing your songs to the Lord. He loves them.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you are a glory carrier, Lisa. I see powerful manifestations of glory coming out of your life. Just look for surprising things to be breaking out. Like, just begin to lay hands on people, continue to lay hands on people, and just to watch like as crazy miracles manifest, Lisa. Holy glory. Amanda, what's up, Amanda? We're going to pray over you, release words over you. Love you, friend. You're so good. You are so good. Wow. I just see him opening the scriptures to you in some new ways. I just see like, I just saw God like opening the Bible and just like, things pouring out, like just mystic secrets, just a spirit of revelation as you read the scriptures, Amanda. And wow, like he's just taking you on a fun journey in the Bible. Just the next few times you crack it open, there's going to be this new revelation released on Jesus, the subject of the scriptures, and just the mystic secret, you know, the mystic secret, which is Jesus, which is Christ in you, being unpacked.
I just see the Lord saying he's up close and personal with you, Amanda, and he's revealing that in just so many different areas, up close and personal, that he's in the mundane, he's in the excitement, he's in every area of your life, and you're just getting to know that in a more intimate way, up close and personal with Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like he's saying, like, he's going to surprise you, too, with some provision. And just, like, I feel like there's been some pressure on you in certain ways regarding to finance and providing, like, for others or providing. And he just wants to lift that burden right now in Jesus' name. I just declare that burden lifted. I just declare, like, just his provision. Seeing him as the provider, seeing, you know, Jehovah Jireh, as they say, the revelation of Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Father. And that pressure just being off and you just being so able to like your heart would just feel so much lighter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Just glory in your emotions, too. I just see the Lord just moving in your emotions.
Our buddy Marcel says, I don't need you for a word. Good. Amen, brother. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Marcel, I just bless you, bro. I bless your passion and your boldness anyways, man, because I just feel like you have like a zeal, and it's holy, bro. It's a holy zeal, and just honor that, man. We honor your, just your pioneering spirit, bro. We bless that in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, what's up, y'all? Thank you, Father. Yeah. Lauren's asking for a word. Love you, Lauren. Bless you. Cool. La, 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 la. I just see open doors for you, friend. I see, whoa, open doors in your like business, new opportunities. I just see him like you're really in a time of discipleship right now. He's like discipling you in some amazing things, and just stick with it. You know, continue to listen, because he's going to be bringing just awesome like just words and directive words, and just kind of just discipleship in Jesus, you know, discipleship in the wine.
Yes.
And you'll know these words because they'll be joyful. You know, as you're discipled, he says, I teach you all these things that your joy may be full. Mm-hmm. And so they'll always lead to greater joy. It'll always lead to greater bliss. But yeah, you're in for an awesome ride. Like, I just see him accelerating you. There's a lot of people that have kind of just, you know, they get to a certain level in their like awakening to Jesus, and they're just kind of like, whatever. They kind of settle, but I just see him leading you to a place you're not going to settle. You're going to keep growing, and that's so awesome. Open doors.
I just feel like the Lord is settling things in your heart. Like, there's things that you've gone back and forth with, maybe, and they're just settled. They're just cemented inside of you, and you're just resting on the truth of those things, and you're just not moved about in those things. And I just want to invite anybody, you know, you guys are welcome to prophesy over people on the thread.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this prophetic spirit is here in Jesus' name.
There's so much glory on Lauren Ross. There's so much whack. Just lean back and enjoy. He's just pouring that wine. Just see him pouring the drinks. We just released the bartender angels over every single person in here. Jesse Simpson, we're going to pray over you. Prepare thyself. Get your cup up, Jesse. Jesus is filling that cup.
Sha-la-la.
Cup of bliss.
Yeah.
He's opening a cup of bliss for you. I feel like he's saying there's been some like serious challenges that we'd all be tempted to take seriously. The things that had happened, and he just says, it's all right. Just don't even worry. Just keep drinking your bliss.
Have a drink.
Just keep drinking your bliss all the way through, from morning, noon, and night. Wake up drunk.
Yes.
Pull up drunk.
Listen.
Stand up drunk. Fall down drunk.
Yeah. Your drink is available. It's at your hand. Just take a drink.
Kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is absolutely for you, Jesse, and moving on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people have tried to just speak words against you, and Abba is just standing up for you. And if God is for you, no one can be against you. Yeah, Abba is for you. Abba, ba, 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 is speaking.
Be refreshed, my friend. Be refreshed by his bliss, by his love for you.
Yeah, we cancel all those negative words and just hear the words of Abba over you right now. Just ease back and hear the words of Abba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did we pray for Laura Bolin yet?
Mm-mm.
Laura, we're going to pray for you. Holy glory. Yeah, I just see the bartender angels being released for you, Lauren. I just see him over everybody on this video. Anybody watching right now, just look around. Look around, Laura, and notice.
We're gathered here together.
All the ways he's blessing you.
Dearly beloved.
I feel like, you know, you've been tempted to meditate on just worries and concerns, and he's just saying, count the blessing, count the cups of bliss.
Wow, wow, wow.
Just that gratitude attitude, Laura. There's an attitude of gratitude manifesting. Wow. And actually, you've been a really positive person, and he's just saying you don't even need to maintain your positivity. It's like he's just going to remind you day in and day out with these fresh drinks, and the fresh bartender angels is going to serve up the attitude of gratitude on your behalf.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're going to be sliding around. I just see you sliding through the butter. The butter, something about Isaiah 60, the fat of kings. The wealth of kings and the butter, the cream, and the oil. Isaiah 55 says, come and buy without money and without cost, wine and milk, Laura.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
And I just see that he's surrounded you with some faithful friends, some faithful influences.
Faithful witnesses.
Faithful witnesses.
The two witnesses.
Love of his truth and... yeah, just be blessed by what Papa's doing in your life. We see it and we just confirm it.
Amen. Sania Meldre. I'm sure I'm butchering your name here. Sania Meldre, we're going to pray over you. You're so amazing. Oh, pray over you and your husband. So right now, just let's just receive together. If anybody else gets a word for Sania. Thank you, Lord, right now. I just see him blessing, just blessing, blessing, and blessing in Christ. You guys have been faithful. You guys have been, he just says you're doing a good job. I just see you like missionaries in your own way, just faithful missionaries, and you've been faithful for years, and he's just like, he's just pouring out blessings, you know. The seeds that we sow come to fruition, and God is not mocked. Mm-hmm. And the things that you guys have sown, he's bringing those into fruition. I see just children being super blessed. I see your children bringing things into the storehouse just to bless you with. And I just see you just super hammered all along the way. I just see you skipping and jumping and leaping again as it was in the beginning. As it was in the beginning. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, and I just see just such a gift to carry that peace in the midst of turmoil. Just your rest is his testimony in your life. And
glory.
Yeah, we just thank you for that peace that's manifesting in every area of their lives, Jesus.
Yeah, you're covered. You're safe. Linda Everlyn, Linda, she said, release whatever. Thank you, Lord. Linda, you're kept and you're held. Just the embrace of Papa, the embrace of Abba, the intimacy. Just see that first love, that first love holding over your life. Like him, just that embrace that you and Jesus have had. Just being so overwhelming this time. Like, that's all that matters. That's all that matters to you. That's all that's ever mattered to you is that just that first love intimacy. And I just see him like bringing you back to that in just such a massive way. Not that you really ever left it, but you're just awakening to such a pleasure in that intimacy, Linda. And I just see where like others have wronged you, he's coming to heal, he's coming to restore, he's restoring tenfold what people have taken from you. And especially just in that intimacy and in that emotional like connection with the Lord.
And I just see that
you're really
content with plenty or little. Like, you just found the contentment in Christ. And
Philippians 4, glory.
We just thank you, Lord, for revealing that contentment in all things in Linda.
Glory.
Just joy.
Yes.
Such a joy.
Yeah. And Linda, the money cometh from the Lord. Amen. Lynn Morris. Love you, Lynn. Let's all pray over Lynn right now. She says, I'll take a prayer. Lynn.
Ooh. Yeah.
I just see rivers of living water. I just see you are in the river. You've learned how to dance in the river, and the river is manifesting on your behalf. Whoa. Yeah. I see your children being blessed. I see your family just hopping in the river with you as you just rest and enjoy. All of your family members are going to dive in with you. They're going to see that joy bubbling. I just see you have a heart for evangelism, Lynn. Wow, just bless that. I bless that as you let the river flow. Many are going to awaken to Jesus through your life and through your enjoyment. Just be encouraged. Be encouraged. There's absolutely nothing to be discouraged about right now in Jesus' name.
Wow. Yeah, and just realizing that love that Jesus has in you and for you, that you're falling more and more in love with who he's created you to be, and that's just transferring over to everybody around you, that you're overtaken by the love that Christ has for humanity, and that we are his image, and that we are good, and you're just reveling in your goodness, that he has made you good, and your personality is unique and beautiful, and you're just following his spirit with what he says about who you are and who others are around you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely no shame, Lynn. Absolutely no shame. He's broken shame off of you, and I see a confidence growing in those areas of your heart that are just manifesting the healing of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Kim Harold is asking for prayer. Kim, cool. La, 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 la. Let's pray for Kim. Thank you, Lord. We bless you from on high. We bless you from our seats in heavenly places. We just speak healing life. I just feel like the Lord is just releasing it. Just so much healing glory over you, Kim, in you and through you. Just rivers of golden glory. Thank you, Lord, of healing life. Like areas that you didn't even know needed healing are just going to feel better.
Wow,
you know, in his presence is full ease, where there's absolutely no dis-ease able to manifest. Absolutely nothing missing, nothing broken. And you have a powerful healing gift. And I don't know if you've seen that manifest yet in your life. But I feel like there's many testimonies that have come and are coming through you, Kim. So just keep releasing that healing gift. Keep releasing that heart. It's not over. Nothing is over for you. It's all just starting. It's just the tip of the iceberg of what you've seen so far. And he's going to open every door and provide everything you need to keep releasing that. Shadaka, la, 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 la. Fire on you, Kim. Fire on your head and on your hands.
Yes. I just hear the Lord saying to you, Kim, that you're such a good friend. Wow.
Glory, 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 glory.
Such a good friend, Kim, to the Lord and to those around you.
Yes.
Your friendship matters. Your friendship is so healing and so good.
Thank you, Jesus. JJ, we love you, buddy. What's up, man? Jason. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whoa.
B.
Yeah, dude. Wow. I just see you as like a prophet, bro. I just see he's raised you up as a prophet. And but more than that, dude, he's just overwhelming you with his goodness right now. He's got you in a time of just sweet intoxication, bro. To lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding and just know, dude, that he wants to overwhelm you, and that everything's gonna come out of the overflow when you feel so blessed. When you know that you're in abundance, you're going to just begin to speak words. You're going to begin to minister out of abundance. And it's going to be fantastic, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're excited about your life, Jason.
Yeah. And I just see, you know, that you're just becoming just more of a seer as it is in heaven, that you're just so confident as it is and it shall be loosed here on the earth. And you're just standing in that place of just expectancy and just knowing that Daddy's loosing it into your life and bringing those things here on the earth. And things that were bothering you or a concern are no longer a concern anymore, because you see it as finished. You see it as it is in heaven. And thank you know you, that Holy Spirit is manifesting those things in your life.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's deconstructing things. He's taking out those old mindsets or whatever. Dude, does anybody else feel? I just feel like he's right now. He's just releasing grace, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, just in grace. And they're not like the big names. They're not looking for a platform. But I just feel like now, if that's for you out there, if you know you're called to just like fivefold ministry, we just bless that.
Thank you.
And I know there's so many other ministry gifts, and fivefold has been thrown around and abused in so many different ways, but they're still leaders in the body of Christ. And I just feel like he's releasing an anointing right now, just a gift.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow, for leaders, hey, to arise, leaders to arise, which means you're going to be a servant of all, which means you're going to be mocked and spit on and not always popular. In fact, most of the time not. But the favor of God will manifest in your life. And I thank you, Lord, right now for just that gift of leadership in Jesus' name. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. So good to see so many of you on here. Love you. We'll pray for a couple more. Sha la 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 la. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, so many comments. Love you. Michelle Klingon Smith. Michelle. Hey, hope you're still on here. If not, you can get this word later. But Shaba. Shaba, Michelle. Ah, I just feel like he says you're not alone. You are not alone. Yeah.
Shoo. The pressure's off too. Like, I feel like maybe you felt under pressure, but he's lifting those things in Jesus' name. Those things are no longer influencing you and making you feel like you have to control things or be in control, that you're just trusting Jesus to lead you and guide you, and he's doing it all for you.
Amen.
Pressure-free.
Amen. Zone. Whoa. Jessica and Ryan Del Kane, or Jessica Del Kane and Ryan. Love you guys. Oh, we'll pray over you for a minute. I'm just hammered. I'm just releasing waves right now over you guys. Just waves of favor, waves of glory, waves of bombs. It's absolute bombs. Glory in Canada. You guys have precious hearts, dude, and there's absolutely nothing to fear. Lord says there's absolutely nothing to fear. You are absolutely on the right track. Just let that get settled in your spirit, just like iron in your spirit, that you are on the right track, Jessica and Ryan.
Yeah.
Love you guys so much.
Yeah. And I just see Holy Spirit continually reminding you of your goodness, of who you are, that you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember. And it's just going to just loose that grace even more in a fuller way in your lives and the people around you. Grace. Rivers of grace. Flooding.
Let's all just take another good laugh break together. This kingdom is not serious business. It's the most important things in the world, but it's just entering into that awareness of union, joy, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Just don't forget to take a laugh break every now and then, people. Jackie will pray over you, and then we'll close out. Jackie Hammer, love you so much. You're hammered. Is that your real name? Is that your actual name, Jackie Hammer? That's the most hammered name, the Jackhammer of the Lord. Oh, we just love you, friend. I just see him just saying he is protecting you. He is healing you. He is hearing you. protection, healing, and attention that the Lord is showering on you right now, Jackie. And just to know that He's enveloping you within that cloud. He's enveloping you right now. Just even as you watch this, I just see swirls around wherever you're at right now. Just like winds of God is blowing around, and you're almost in a cocoon right now. Just a cocoon of glory where there's just that healing, that attention, that protection. You are absolutely the apple of His eye.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah. So I just release that to manifest, and just to know that any word spoken against you will not prosper, but you are in a cocoon and you are being protected right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That He anticipated the day of your birth, Jackie, that your life matters.
Come on.
That He had been waiting for you, and He's so in love with you and who you are.
Thank you, Lord. Our kids are acting up in the next room there. Hey, we're going to close this out anyways. And just as we close, would you consider going to thefirehouseprojects.com and donating just to keep our ministry going in this time? We've had to cancel most of our events and stuff. And it'd just be a blessing. We're so thankful to those of you that already do partner with us. We're about to go to Nepal, and we're scheduling all kinds of events for the rest of the year. We're still doing ministry locally and producing a lot of resources right now online and media stuff. And so I'm actually going to start writing my next book. So if you guys are able to partner with us, that would be amazing. There's never any pressure or expectation. You will be blessed no matter what. Although if you live as royalty, give as royalty. Guys, that's a principle of the kingdom. You know, whatever you want to walk in, just begin to walk in it. So that shing ding dong of finance, I just release over you a blessing. And if you're able to give towards our ministry and stuff, that would be awesome too. Go to thefirehouseprojects.com and click the donate. You can just give once or become a monthly partner. But I hope this time was a blessing to y'all. All of these videos are on our YouTube channel. You can scroll back in our Facebook, or you can find it on our podcast, which you can look up the Firehouse Projects podcast on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, or also find it at podomatic.com or anywhere on our website. We got a bunch of links. Love you guys so much. Keep drinking, man. This gospel really is this good. You know how we seem to give only positive words on here, because that's all the Father has for you is positive encouragement towards your destiny. Even if you've been running from Him, even if you felt discouraged, you made some bad decisions, right now, you just wake up to Jesus, who is our humanity's good decision on our behalf, and enter into His life once again, for He never left you and you truly never left. So we'll leave you with that, the one that never leaves you. Until next time, thanks for tuning in, guys. Talk to you soon. Shabbat.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks. Check out all of the events and other Grace and Glory resources we've been inspired to host at thefirehouseprojects.com. There's so much brewing right now. Also, Matt and Katie do ministry full-time with the support of partners like you. So if you're blessed by our ministry, would you consider becoming a monthly partner or making a one-time donation at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate? The more partnership we have, the more resources and nations we get to reach with this glorious good news. So thank you so much. Cheers, deep drinks, and until next time.